Wow, this is very swanky. And no, I'm not talking about your office. I'm talking about this turtleneck.
Don't call it that. It's like a...
It's a cable knit sweater. Yes, I know what it is. You're talking to a metrosexual.
Oh, is that called cable knit?
I think so. Because it's a cable. Hi, Alon. How are you? Welcome
hey,
to Channel 9.
Hanselman.
Yes, what's nurse? How are you?
I am good.
Is
the
this
patient
your,
is ready to see you.
This is your office?
No, only this portion right here.
I was going to say, what is this?
The leather chair.
So wait a second.
The rest of this is Nee's office. He gave me this low area over here.
So who is this? Yeah, so this is not your office right here. And these are not your coffee cups?
This is my coffee cup.
That's a lot of caffeine right there.
It is.
And this is where you sit, in this small chair. Have you designed this way?
Yes, I have.
So seriously, this is literally your office.
This is my office. This is all I need. I have my laptop. I have my chairs.
So you sit here
yes.
behind the coffee guy,
yes.
and you have this small desk.
Yes.
And this is great. All right. How are you?
I'm doing good.
We have we want to do a Channel 9 interview. Is that okay with you, Cable Knit Sweater?
Yes, Mr. Hanselman. I'll be in my office over there, and then you can come grab me in about an hour for my video.
Oh, I'm not going to do you.
Okay.
No, we're not interested. We've seen you before on the show.
Okay.
It was I was only
the top rated video for a person named Elon on Hanselman.
Thank you, Elon. I'm just transfixed by this coffee here. Where is this guy? Is he vibrating off somewhere?
He's probably not in yet, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we are at the crack of 8:30.
Yeah,
right now.
It is 8:45.
Like, you know, it's hours before 8:30.
All right, well, let me not waste my batteries on you, and I'm going to talk to Steven. Thanks a lot.
Steven, good luck.
Hey, it's the boss. We all rise.
You should...
That's my cue to leave. I don't want to embarrass myself.
How can you demoralize that? I don't know.
Do you see the action of that?
Oops, wait, this is being recorded.
Oh, hang on. You didn't hear that? Click. Oh my goodness. Who is that guy? Who is that guy?
Hey.
Oh, no, another boss. We all rise.
Right.
Dimitri just left, and he started talking about something that I had to hit stop. So now you're here. Are you going to talk about something that's going to require me to push stop?
No, I'm not going to push stop.
Okay, good.
It's kind of fun. Just mention something confidential.
I hope that you actually go record a meeting with Dimitri and to see how off track the meeting gets when Dimitri like goes off on a tangent and the entire meeting is like.
Well, so far I've been here trying to talk to Steven about Ajax and Dimitri showed up and that's about how far we got. We have 15 minutes
left.
Yeah,
you're cutting into my Ajax time.
There you go.
Please go away.
All right.
Don't you have your own interview time?
So Dimitri, who's Dimitri? And he's scary. He has a baseball cat and everything.
Yes, he does. Yeah. So wait, are we going to talk about Ajax?
Yeah. So you're Stephen Walther, and you work on Ajax.
That's right. Yeah. So I want to because we're coming up with preview 6 on Thursday.
Right.
And
actually, probably by the time this is released, that will be a couple of days ago.
Yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
Cool. So a couple of days ago, you released preview 6.
Yeah. It was a big release for us. Yeah, this is the first time we got our imperative syntax into it, and we have our new jQuery integration stuff, and we have the script loader inside of it.
Okay. Well, so I like jQuery. What's jQuery integration stuff?
Yeah. So we know that there's a lot of developers right now, especially MVC developers, who really are passionate about jQuery. So we wanted to make sure that those developers can take advantage of all the features in the Microsoft Ajax library. So what we've done is we've exposed out controls from the Microsoft Ajax library as jQuery plugins so that you can just use your normal jQuery selectors and do things like create a data view, share database data, take advantage of our templating framework, interact with back-end web services, do all that kind of good stuff without changing your programming style.
Ah, so you kind of inverted things, where the jQuery gets to be kind of the center of attention.
If you want jQuery to be the center of attention, it can be the center of attention. I mean, we want to leverage, what's really great about jQuery is the selector syntax.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't want to go out there and, try to reinvent that. So what we wanted to do is for jQuery developers, we don't want them to have to change the way they do anything, but we think we've done a lot of great stuff around templates and data access. So we wanted to make sure that all that good stuff is available, for MVC and jQuery developers.
Okay. And now, imperative syntax, what is that?
Yeah, so we got a lot of feedback from our developers that we have a number of different ways that you can go about building, actually in instantiating controls when you're building a Microsoft Ajax.
And when we say controls, we're not talking about like controls, like server controls, right?
No,
we're
not talking necessarily, about... I mean, for web form developers, you can create server controls, but our main emphasis with everything we're doing around Microsoft Ajax right now is to make it very client-side friendly. So, yeah, so when I'm talking about controls, I mean pure JavaScript. I mean,
okay.
Running in the browser, running in, you know, all the browsers.
Right, so this is not your father's calendar.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
This is something that lives in the browser.
Yeah, yeah. So the goal is to make it, we got a lot of feedback that what we were doing before with creating, you know, the declarative programming style, some developers really liked that. Other developers wanted to work closer with the JavaScript. They wanted to be closer to the metal. And so what we wanted to do was provide a very, very, you know, clean, imperative way of creating controls if you decide to go down that path.
What's the difference between imperative and declarative?
Yeah, so our declarative way of doing things before is we had custom attributes.
So right, I remember there was some controversy about that.
Yeah, so we created so you would do it all using, you know, HTML markup.
Mm-hmm.
You'd create a custom namespace, and then you would, and we still support that. So if you want to, that's great if you're a designer or you want to, you know, copy and paste controls in. It's just that if you really wanted to, if you're a fan of JavaScript, if you, you know, think JavaScript is a great language, you want to work directly with JavaScript. You
mm-hmm.
want your, you know, your script block. You want to be actually interacting with the code. So for those developers, we did a, this is a pretty major, you know, reorientation of what we were doing before. We wanted to make sure that you can do everything using the imperative syntax that you're doing before with declarative syntax. So, you know, that everything.
So what's imperative and declarative? I'm not quite understanding.
Sure.
Declarative means attributes on, you're declaring attributes on existing markup.
Yep, that's right. So, yeah, declarative is all, you know, semi-HTML. It's all, you know, XHTML stuff. Imperative is when you're actually not messing, it's unobtrusive JavaScript. It's not messing directly with the markup of your page at all. Is doing everything in a separate script block.
So okay, so I'm going to say like new calendar or new. Oh, is the boss here again? All right, we're going away again. Wow, so is it scary every time he comes in?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Everyone
really?
Has to stand up and, yep.
And genuflect?
And genuflect, yes.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yep.
So do you have anything you can, do you have any demos or anything you can show me?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, let's do something. Let's make me some giant fonts because we're doing kind of poor man's screencast here.
All right, well, so.
Pump up the font.
Even bigger?
All right, so let's get this way up. Oh, yeah, I know that's nice, isn't it?
So you should be able to talk about this, right?
Oh, yeah, but it's more fun. I want to give me some giant fonts.
Yeah, yeah.
You know my reputation is as a man would likes his fonts large. Hit console us if you don't mind.
Sure.
Because we're doing this in a ghetto fabulous way.
I got to actually figure
it's
out.
It's higher up.
Alphabetical.
Yeah, you know. All right. So this is like some build of Visual Studio 2010 here?
No, actually this is 2008.
Okay, so this stuff works now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, in fact, you know, as of whatever yesterday or the day before yesterday,
mm-hmm.
when you can download Preview 6, or better yet, you don't have to install anything, remember, because we have this great thing now called the Microsoft Ajax Content Delivery Network, and this is now up on the content delivery network. So really to use any of the new stuff, you just have to add a reference to one file called start.js. And because now we have the integrated script loader, all the rest is just magic. So
all right, cool.
All the other stuff in there. So
what do we got?
Yeah, so let me start by showing you. On this page, notice there's a lot of scripts that you have to pull in to use, like the watermark. But we want all that to go away, so that's why we introduced.
That is a lot of scripts.
Yeah. If you're doing real JavaScript programming, I mean, you're going to want base classes and all that stuff, real programming concepts. And so you're going to end up with a lot of scripts. The challenge is, you know, how do we make that go away when you're developing? And the way you do that is you create a client script loader that knows all the dependencies for a controller or component automatically and can load all that for you. But before I show you the script loader, I wanted to show you that this is kind of the old way that we were doing before. This is a declarative approach. So you notice that, you know, this does have custom attributes. And we still support this approach. And I think it's kind of cool that you can do this. So this is all, there's no JavaScript in here at all. Everything's just done using attributes. And this makes a watermark. So it creates a low watermark control. Now we wanted to move away from that, though, and allow people to use an imperative approach. So this is our new imperative approach.
So this
right
is the
here.
Same thing.
Yeah. And this is still not quite our new imperative syntax, because
mm-hmm.
It's still a little more complex than we
than we have. The reason that we're doing it here is because not using the script loader. So actually, let me just skip ahead to one that's using the new imperative syntax with the script loader. Oh, no, this is beautiful. So we've gotten it down to, remember, there's something like, what, six scripts before. We've gotten it down to two. There's one called start.js,
or nice.
Start debug. And the other one is so you get full IntelliSense if you're using control. So this adds in IntelliSense information for the watermark. So strictly speaking, that one's not necessary. But if you like, click on, you know, sys. You get full IntelliSense for all this, so sys.components watermark, you know, this will actually pop up. And you'll get all the controls that you can use.
Here. I see. So these are the controls that are available, and then that they'll automatically get loaded up.
Yep. And so what's going on in this code is this is using the new script loader. Sys.require is new.
And that's part of that's called start.
Well, this is coming from start. Yeah, the script loader is coming from start.
Okay.
And the idea here is that, you know, those six scripts that you needed before, well, the script loader knows about all the dependencies for these guys. So you say just sys.require, in this case, watermark, it knows, oh, I need to load up those six scripts. And when it's done, it automatically calls this anonymous function right here. And then within the anonymous function, you're using this new shortened imperative syntax, sys.create. Again, you get IntelliSense there so that you can go ahead and now you can go ahead and start creating.
And this is jQuery.
jQuery is actually,
assuming selector syntax.
No, so this is jQuery-like selector syntax here, but this isn't the jQuery integration stuff yet. So instead of using this syntax, if you prefer, you can use just direct jQuery syntax as an alternative.
Oh, I see. So you're walking me down the
path.
Okay.
And just to show you.
Oh,
so
here we go. This feels more like the way I would do it.
Yeah. So this is, again, notice we're using the script loader. We're using it with jQuery in this case. Because, again, you know, there's...
Oh, and you actually said that jQuery is one of the scripts that you need.
Yeah, absolutely. It's another script that you can load up. And then our framework is smart enough to know that once you've loaded in jQuery, go ahead and start using all of the Microsoft Ajax controls automatically now as plugins for jQuery. And, in fact, most of the Microsoft Ajax methods are exposed as static methods off of, you know, the dollar sign, you know, jQuery operator. So if you want to take a pure jQuery approach, you can just use jQuery for all your code.
Uh-huh.
The nice thing is, you know, again, we have a really strong data access story. So we're really good at, you know, creating client data context, client templates, all that kind of good stuff. So this is stuff that we feel like we've added on to what jQuery offers right now, that if you want to interact with a WCF service or an ADO.NET data services thing, we've made, you know, that really, really simple.
Do you have a quick demo of any data access? Because you keep saying client data context, and I think people may not be familiar with that.
Absolutely. Yeah, so let's see.
Everyone here is so organized. Your solution explorers are all, like,
numbered
and pretty.
Let's see. So, here's a nice one. So this is actually creating a master detail page. So it's creating two data views, and it's creating one, you know.
And a data view is a control, a JavaScript control that comes with the Ajax library.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. So it's creating two data views to show lists of data, and then down here it's binding them together so that when you click on, you know, when you click on an item in the master data view, it'll show the corresponding item in the detail data view.
Mm-hmm.
Notice it's all, you know, clean imperative.
So then data, this variable here, that's some JSON data?
Yep, that's right, yep. So this is actually, yep. So when you run this, make sure this one actually runs.
Dun, dun, dun. I probably didn't run because that data, that variable wasn't initialized.
Yes, I'm guessing that this was just, well, let's do a more complicated.
Yes, I always think that when my simple demos don't work, I find the most complicated demo and see if I can get that one.
Here we go.
All right,
so now we're talking. So this one actually has a
gallery. Okay, so you have an inline JSON.
Yeah, so this is actually just doing it with an array, but it will give you an idea. This is doing this same thing, except it's much prettier. You know?
Okay.
So we got these pictures up here. You click on them. They show the corresponding image down here.
Oh, so this is a data view, though.
Yeah, so
that's the list, and that's the detail.
These are two data views. This is a data view up here. This is the master data view. This is the detailed data view. And all we've done is, in this case, we're binding the master one to just a JavaScript array, but we could have just as easily
bound it to WCF or ADO.NET data services data. And because we had that one bind method call, what's done is it's now bound these two data views together, so you have a really easy way of creating, you know, master detail page.
Very cool. And is codeplex.com/ASP.NET the primary place people should go to learn about this kind of stuff?
Yes, absolutely. That's where the Preview 6 download is.
Okay.
And the other option there is to go to www.asp.net/Ajax. And we have now, there's a big link to the CDN landing page.
Mm-hmm.
And that describes how you can start using all this stuff directly off the CDN. So take advantage of the CDN, you know, get better performance and all the goodness of the CDN. It also makes it really easy to start using this. I'm especially excited because of the script loader stuff with
mm-hmm.
the start.js file. Before, when we told people to use this stuff from the CDN, they had to add references to like four or five files. Now we have it down to like one because of that whole script
cool.
loader.
Cool. So the start stuff is now. That's happening now.
Yeah.
That's the reason I always ask is, you know, you talk to Microsoft people and they're like, oh, well, next March.
Oh, yeah. No.
This
no,
is
no,
real
this
and
is,
today.
This is as of a couple of days ago of the Preview 6 release. Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Well, Stephen, thank you so much. I'm going to go find that scary guy in the baseball cap and see what if he's going to interrupt more of my interviews.
Sounds good.
Thanks a lot.
Guy.